You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts.
And Father Knows Best.
Hey, Mom! Oh, Mom, guess what? Oh, hi, Dad. Wait, you see what I got.
This week, we prepare to honor good old Dad with Father's Day on Sunday. And it sounds so simple. Father Knows Best. But sometimes a little guidance can be needed, and that's why the Father and Child Connection Program exists through the St. Lucie County Early Learning Coalition.
The program exists to provide support for fathers and male mentors in our community, St. Lucie County, that want to improve their relationship with their kids.
Eric Siebenick is the Father and Child Connection Specialist.
Fathers come to me and some of them, you know, need specific help. There's certain things they want to know more about. Others have been referred to me via part of their case plan through DCF or the courts. But in essence, we exist to encourage fathers.
Parenting challenges are many, and Siebenick says an example of that is a call he got recently from a program graduate.
He said, "I can't tell you exactly where I am, but I'm 15 miles from the Pakistan border." And we've talked a lot about his long-distance dad connections. He's gotten pretty good at video chatting, texting, phone calls, emails, scanning pictures of stuff that can be shared. But, you know, there are many resourceful ways that the dads can stay in touch. And the key is finding the time.
And maybe the technique.
Many of the parenting questions or concerns involve relationships. Relationships with my kids, relationships with my significant other, and trying to understand and trying to build those up as opposed to continue to battle, if you will. I can tell my kids to go rake the lawn, or I can go rake the lawn with them, jump in the leaves, have fun, put it in the can, and it was a memorable experience as opposed to punishment.
It was the challenge of parenting after a divorce which brought Joseph Howard to the Father and Child Connection Program.
Just how difficult it is to continue maintaining a family that's broken, and the two daughters, those are the most important parts of it, keeping them in school with their activities. And I also found that becoming involved in those activities helped greatly, too, by meeting other people. And getting support from others as well, local people.
Joseph's daughter, Dorothy, found the program helpful as well. She says having another perspective is invaluable.
Yeah, it did. It helped because he asked a lot of questions that, like, we had never really thought of. And it was like, sometimes it was just like, oh my God, I've never thought about that. And then he asked them, and then we answered them. And it was just good. And, like, plus, like, just spending time with Dad and, like, just talking about these things, it was helpful.
For Doran Russell and his two children, the program gave him an opportunity to have someone on his side when he felt the system was not.
What we need is how a father needs to conduct himself as a father and a mother. It's an unusual situation for a father to have to come to grips with that other side. I have to cook. I cook for my children every night, and I get thanked for it every single night. Oh, well, every night that I have them, which is every other night.
The Father and Child Connection holds regular meetings at St. Lucie County Libraries. The next will be Tuesday, June 26th at 6 o'clock at the Fort Pierce Branch Library. We'll also have contact information on our website, wqcs.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.